Headlines in Rhymes.
Headlines in Rhymes, week 5. After last week's victory in Pretoria, some arsonists tried to remove all of the gloria. Wits must fall, they took it to literally. They burned some parts of campus, some pointed out the irony. Some debated whether it was wrong or right, some are bent on chaos. But what about the right to write? Others have brought their pens to a sword fight, but isn't there a saying that the pen is mightier than the sword, right? You bring your Parker pen, and I'll bring my katana. Hey, I just say it to rhyme. Please excuse my mastana. The EFF showed all and sundry that they have to be taken serious. 50,000 marched to Saint and Julius must be feeling rather imperious. They painted the town red. ANC and DA probably left feeling furious. A devastating earthquake hit Afghanistan and Pakistan. Fighting stopped for a while, but triggers never left their pointed guns. And as Taliban took over another area, locals were left wondering, would life get any less scarier or not? They've been through a lot. If war's a wound, then Afghanistan probably always has a blood clot. Tanzania elections was too close to call, so close in fact they decided to do a recall, then proceeded to nullify all those Zanzibar votes. Trouble in paradise, chaos reigns among those floating wooden boats. Now there's fears in SA that water could run dry. Water shedding is the new term that I keep hearing float by. Will water be nationalized? Oh wait, we'll probably be needing e-tags for H2O at this rate. Time to vacate. Headlines in Rhymes, week 5, I'm out. Whitch.
Headlines in Rhymes.